And I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order this Thursday, February 24th, 2011. Our first order of business up on the agenda is the Iowa Colony Road. We have Randy Hayes and Dave Stottle with us. Randy, would you like to start off with this?
Yes.
And could I ask a favor of both of you, because we've had a number of individuals call in. Pull the microphone close when you talk, and that helps it to get across the air better. Thank you, sir.
What we have here is this section of Iowa Colony Road that we're planning to put an overlay on this summer. We have several improvements we want to do to the road. I also have three easements that I need you gentlemen to approve, where we acquired some additional right-of-way on a small section of this road. The rest of the road, we're just trying to improve the surface width by widening to get in a consistent 20-foot width throughout the length of it, which is about a mile and three-tenths left of this section of road that needs to be paved. I have a video here if you want to see it, and we can kind of talk about it as we go through the video, what sections and what we're planning to do in different areas of the road. And
so, hit play?
Yeah, hit play. There is a couple of sections, this being one of them, that I would like to get a little more surveying done just to find out where our right-of-way actually is, because there's trees on the left that questionable whether we need to take out to gain just a little bit of room.
How much room are you talking about?
Right here we need to widen about 2 feet, average
driving
foot
surface.
And a half to 2 feet to get a 20-foot surface. It's averaging 18 about 18 and a half in this section.
And the houses on the right are the ones that sit up above the lake?
Yes.
Oh, I know where we're at now. I see the power lines. Okay.
One of the questions that I've been asked is, when we widen the road, do you think the traffic's going to speed up? That's the biggest concern that I hear, because they like it narrow because people drive slower, but it's mighty unsafe, too. I mean, all we can do is make it a safe driving surface, right?
Right, right. I mean, anytime we make a smooth surface, that's kind of the nature, people are going to drive a little bit faster.
I drove through here just the other day, I guess. There was still some of that snow on.
I think it's funny.
And the reason I drove through there was to look at the surface on it.
Yeah.
And as the actual physical surface on it wasn't in too bad a shape, but it's to the point, I guess, in a few places that it needs something done to it before it does get that way.
Right. It's at a point where we're going to really need to do something to it. I think it's beyond like one type of treatment. So we're kind of looking at an overlay, and with the, I did want to overlay it at the current width it is, because I don't think we can make it any safer that way.
So the easements you acquired, are they cost or low cost or?
Right now, there's three people I dealt with. If you'll stop right here, Angie, hit pause right here. This particular section right here is where you're fixing to come into an S corner. There are three landowners. The gentleman on the right, that the house you see there, also owns lots on the left. The next resident up on the bank there, and as we move forward with the film, you'll see that. He also has some property on the left side of the road. What we'd like to do here is widen about a lane width to the left here and help that corner right there to widen it out, make this corner safer.
That's going to take quite a bit of fill there, isn't it?
It's going to take some fill, not as much as, I mean, we've got the fill. We've got some material at the barn that we can use and then mix a little bit of aggregate rock. There's also going to be some material that we'll acquire by widening this road that we can use and put in here also.
Okay.
So go ahead and hit play. This section I had surveyed and staked out to find out what we had in right-of-way, and we acquired this and widened this out to a 50-foot right-of-way within this these curves here up to almost to this Timber Lake or Timber Ridge Road.
Well, I think taking out those S-curves, at least taking something out.
Well, you're going to take a lot of that timber out right there, too. So
yeah, the timber on the left is going to come out quite a bit of that. We're going to help that one curve. This part right here, you notice it more coming back to the north. The road leans the wrong way coming around this mm-hmm. curve. We want to level that up, and that's where people have the most problem.
Right.
And then there's no ditch on this one side.
On the right side.
It really needs to have some drainage.
That's all good.
And that's about the end of where the easement. The rest of this, we think we have enough right-of-way. It's just determining where the right-of-way is. So we're working within our right-of-way and not on somebody's property.
So if you add 2 foot, you're planning on doing it on the left mostly and then just
mostly,
moving the striping?
Yeah, we'll widen and then it'll all be restriped and that'll be moved
then
over.
Creating a ditch line where you need to on the
right,
mostly on the right side. I like it. It's a heavily traveled road.
Yeah, here's what I'm wondering though: is you're planning on overlaying it because of the addition, whereas if you weren't planning on the addition, you'd probably talk about some kind of a ceiling.
Yeah, we could probably do some different type of treatment on it, but being the several areas on this road would get even down to 17 foot wide.
Well, I mean, I'm not for the widening. What I'm saying is we've got a reasonable surface on it that needs to be addressed pretty shortly.
Right.
The main thing is that you've got this and we're going to be widening it, so you're planning a total overlay for a mile and three-tenths.
And estimated cost for an overlay is going to be $80,000 plus. I mean, up in about that range for an overlay on this length, and that's putting a 2-inch overlay. That's just kind of an estimate.
But now,
going off our...
Project-wise, what are you talking about, Randy? You're not talking
project-wise, with our widening, we're probably looking at around 150 range probably by the time we get. There's a lot of trees to take out. There's some widening in spots. There's some culvert work that we're going to have to upgrade.
Did you buy the easements by the per foot like we usually scale it?
That's another issue I want to talk about. These people actually give the right-of-way and sign the easements, but that is something I need to talk to you guys about. What do we want to do there? And I've got a couple of ideas. So,
all right.
This particular area right here is where the surface is about 17 foot. And from about Redbud going out to Historic 165 is another area I'd like to have surveyed and staked to find out where our right-of-way is on that section so we can stay within our right-of-way and we know what we can do there. There's a couple.
You know what our easement is, don't you? I mean,
I know what the right-of-way is on most of it. It's about 45 feet, but the part we don't know is where does that actually lay. A lot of times the road favors one side of the easement than it does the other, and some of this has had development where we've acquired some additional easement for extra utility easements, and we just need that staked out to find out where we can try to gain our little bit of width that we need.
You got an estimated cost on that survey work?
No. What we had done was just where I need to acquire to do some work on this S-curve. I don't have an estimate right now on these other two little sections we need to stake out. But I can come back with that.
There's one reason that the public has a concern out there, and they have for years. Is they're afraid if we improve this road too much, it'll be a cut through to, instead of going around by the dam, it'll be a cut through to go through for, I mean, there's a lot of traffic that knows it now that uses it that way.
Right. Well, that was one of the reasons we're just going with 20-foot. It's going to be wider for cars, but when you see school buses and delivery trucks and bigger vehicles come through here, most of the time you'll see them where they're using their lanes
plus right.
over the stripe and makes it tough when you're meeting other vehicles.
Yeah, so. What I was going to add, reason I said what I said is, yeah. is do we need to, on roads of this caliber, do we need to put signs up that has no truck traffic through? I was in Arkansas yesterday afternoon late, and I seen that some of their roads, they're starting to put it on roads that I didn't, I guess because of construction cost and the amount of dollars that it costs to keep a road up with heavy truck traffic, they've got several roads down there that has got no large truck traffic through on the signs as you enter the road. Would we want to do something like that with this county road?
The only question that would come to mind there is that going to, what do we do about trash service, trash trucks, school buses if we put no trucks on it, or do we exempt
vehicles? I wouldn't count a school bus as something like that or
that's
trash
not
trucks,
really
but they're talking about bigger
construction
trucks.
Type.
That's something you guys might consider?
Yeah.
On those roads where we have relatively, this road here, I think there was a, used to be a commercial car business on the right-hand side. What is it, was it on Redbud or down in that subdivision down there?
Actually, most of this is all pretty much residential. There is a couple of lodges. And one business, a pizza place down on Acacia Club. But other than that, most of it's primarily residential in this.
Yeah, but there's I think, three resorts down there. That's what you meant by lodges.
Yeah, resorts.
But that's on Acacia Club.
This is on up past.
It's labeled different.
Right, but that's part of the cut through. If they use it as a cut through road, as Acacia Club to Iowa Colony.
Well, Dan, if you're considering. No, help me out, Jim. Are the houses, we're coming back now. They're going to be
no.
on the left, the ones that I was looking for.
Yes, sir. There's duplexes are on the left. That's funny.
Really?
There. On the left, there's duplexes. On the right, there's some duplexes also, triplexes.
Can you pause that right there, Andy? This is the place on the left that Styron's client, they're asking that we consider
duplexes.
Duplex,
mm-hmm.
change, what would be needed? An action of
P&Z code.
P&Z.
Yeah, we've got that recommendation from P&Z was recommended to us, and we chose not to take any action yet, but those wording is what we would need to take action on.
It would be easier to sell if that action was taken according to real estate people and the owners, at least.
Going
okay,
forward,
I'm getting
to build
off the track.
And sell, yeah.
Well, not really, because we're talking about the residential use of this and the commercial use of actually Acacia Club, and it switches at the bridge, doesn't it?
Actually, it switches about in the Poverty Gulch areas where the name changes now.
Okay, is that that's just the other side of the bridge, or that's just the bridge?
It's basically considerably not too far. It's basically in an area right where we're fixing to start our widening construction. So pretty much all of Iowa Colony is within what's in this video. And from Poverty Gulch going on toward the bridge is all Acacia Club is what it's named.
Yeah. We got kind of a strange situation here. We got a road, a county road, that's got three names.
Right.
That is listed under three names. It's one road, but it's got, as it goes through a certain section, it's the old Acacia Club Road. And then this road here used to be nothing. I mean, it was just barely, you almost had to pull over to the side to get two vehicles by it.
Back up and see if there's anybody in the truck with
him. I know the answer to that.
150,000, you saying?
I'm kind of pretty much guessing. Not a whole lot of heavy construction work except for the area that we're going to widen on that S curve. The rest of it's basically widen about a foot to 2 foot to get a consistent 20-foot surface. So we're talking some backhoe work. There's a couple of two, three cross culverts that need to be changed out and upgraded, put in a bigger pipe. A few driveway culverts that need to be realigned and set in a little deeper.
I know it's a large investment, but I think with the volume of traffic and the safety, I think we need to go forward with allocating that.
Well, does he need an estimate on what the survey work's going to be? I mean,
it's going to be minuscule compared to the overall project. I mean, what, $1,000, $1,500 in survey work probably?
If I had to guess, I'm going to say around between $2,000 and $3,000 for this section and the other section.
So you're surveying a lot of it.
And that's field work guys actually physically trying to find these corner pins if they are or established. Staking for us where they determined the right of way.
I just think we need to make it safer, so whatever it would take. I mean, I know you talked about Redbud also, but you're not talking about overlaying Redbud.
No.
Surveying.
Actually, from Redbud out to Historic 165, on this section of Iowa Colony, there's no work actually being done on Redbud. So if he's got some patching or whatever, it'd be that. But as far as the overlay is just out of point.
I think it's necessary.
We've talked about it ever since I've been in office, trying to do something with the end of it down there. So might as well.
We actually had preliminary engineering plans to actually curb and gutter this at one time, which was going to be a pretty big ticket item in that county. That was when 65 was under construction, basically, and a lot of people were using this as a detour road at that time. So,
I'm with going ahead and proceeding with it.
Okay. I think you're getting 2.5 nods.
I would like to sit down with these gentlemen and Harlan and Randy and Stottle and go through the amount of roads that have been proposed and go through the budget and see how many dollars we can allow for miles of road taken in this year and revamping of these necessary needs that are.
I mean, follow along with that. We saw the chip and seal recommendation this year. I think it was about 34, 35 miles. What do we have for overlays? Do you have an overlay list that you're, because right now I know what your list is for chip seal.
Right, and David and Devin's got a list of roads that we're looking at possible microsurfacing type treatment on. We're going to look at some that we need to bring you a list of roads that we need to talk about overlays. Some of these are pretty high traffic roads that are getting in
deteriorating
to the point that microsurfacing is not going to fix this. They're at a point now where we need to overlay.
The chip seal project, they gave an estimate of total cost on the road oil, which is really the biggest line item that we're looking at from a budget. I mean, our biggest thing, we got to operate within the budget.
Right, and the basic
work session.
Yeah.
Randy, could I suggest that we have an in-house budget discussion with the gentleman that were named by Commissioner Strahan and or others that we wish to add to go through the budget for specific projects and expenditures that we're going to have this year and set that up in whatever time frame you gentlemen want, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I would say at least 2 weeks.
Well, let's
give them time to do what they need to do to come back to us.
The quicker the better.
Okay.
And I've overlooked that list, and that's what I was doing driving some of these roads, gentlemen, and I have some real concerns about the roads that are on that list. And so
I think it's – go ahead, I'm sorry.
I went out and I wanted valid points to address some of these roads and some of these that's on the list compared to some other roads that aren't on the list. And so I wanted to check that out. And that's the reason I wanted to talk with you guys that are in the field and find out why some of these roads are on there and some other roads aren't. And we have a real concern with the budgetary process as far as the amount of dollars spent and what's going on with the oil prices right now with barrels of oil. We got into this situation about three years ago. Was it three or four years ago? And restricted us from doing some projects that we wanted to do at that time. And so that's really a need, is to go through this thing and look at the necessary roads. And when you guys go through these, go through that list and you look at the roads that are on there mm-hmm. versus some other roads that are going to cost us a lot more dollars in the future if we don't get them taken care of pretty shortly, I think you'll be able to see that we need to make some adjustments, and I think these guys will go along with that.
We'll just need a work session.
One of our plans this year was to cut our chip seal basically half, about approximately half the amount of what we'd done year previous, so we'd have more monies available to do more the either microsurface and overlay type, because we've got some roads that are overlay right now that are going to need some attention. So that was kind of the game plan. Now, what particular roads them are, we haven't decided
yet. Randy, would 2 weeks be enough time for you all to put together a proposal on what you all, the direction you all feel we should be headed, where we should make expenditures, et cetera, and then you can receive the input from the commission as well, and we can sit down workshop fashion and go through this. Mm-hmm. Is that all right, Dan?
That's what I'm wanting to do.
Okay.
I would think if not, then three. We could bring you a pretty good idea of what.
Well, do you need more time than that? In the meantime, actually, I don't see any opposition to.
No, I will call it.
You're working here.
No,
and to begin.
Do you want me to bring back an estimate on staking out what our right of way is, where we need to know right now, or just go ahead with it?
I think you need to move forward.
Okay. Move forward.
Like I said, this project's been on the books ever since I've been in office for 6 years.
Right. This is basically that area, and as you come around this corner, the road just leans the wrong way, and it really affects bigger vehicles.
So you can see right there, you've got a problem with the side of the no ditching on the one side. That the water has to go all the way across the road. It's got an uphill level. I mean, it has to pull a hill, so you've got an icing problem there, right there.
Okay.
Go ahead and proceed with whatever you need to do here. I think that we don't need a vote on it. We just have an agreement that you guys need to proceed.
The only thing that I need you guys to approve is the three easements, and that's like we've done the other easements before. I just need you guys to approve, and then
you need that in a motion this morning.
The easements are in your guys' office. I mean, Nikki had them. Jillian is bringing them down, so
okay.
You can take care of that up there.
We usually do that.
They'll need to be recorded.
Yeah, we need to do that here. For him to proceed, we need to get the easements from Nikki's got them in her office, and she's gone. We need to bring those down and vote on those easements and let him proceed with them. They have to be recorded.
Do you want me to go upstairs real fast and just grab them? If she has them, I can go up and get them.
Jillian had them.
Nikki's on vacation, so we're shorthanded. So.
Yeah. We'll stand in recess for a few minutes.
Is there another road?
Okay.
We'll come back to it when you're here.
We've got some discussion that we can have. Randy and I had discussed.